IT company founder Richard Rosenfeld takes the blame for shortening the company's name. He thought the original name, Two Leaves and a Bud, was too long. It didn't take long for customers to respond.
We had consumers who were like, what did you do? People who thought that someone had copied us. We had a large contingent of people who thought we removed the name on account of the marijuana connection, which was not the case at all.
To the delight of patrons, the company announced last month the Bud is back. A redesigned logo will show up on packaging later this summer. All of this comes as the Basalt firm celebrates its 10th anniversary. At its small office along the Roaring Fork River, it's not uncommon to see staffers taking part in a cupping.
Everyone participates in tasting. So this morning I was cupping tea with Hannah Alisiani, who's one of our customer service reps. And we were cupping the English breakfast and the Assams.
Rosenfeld is something of a tea cupping extraordinaire. Today we're sampling a loose leaf Chinese green tea.
You know, the first thing I'll do is my nose over it and just give it a little whiff. Most of our taste buds are located in our nose, not in our mouth. We slurp for a couple reasons. One is it cools things down as you're drinking them. Two is it spreads it out over your taste buds.
He sets the cup down.
It's, you got that little like floral leafy notes to it. As I say, you've got a little bit of earth in there as well, kind of bottom back of the mouth as well. But I think this one really hits nicely kind of front of the tongue, middle of the tongue.
Rosenfeld's love for tea began before starting Two Leaves and a Bud when he was traveling.
With my other business, I was traveling in Sri Lanka a lot. I got interested in the tea business and decided in 2002 that I would start a tea company. Literally because I couldn't find a good cup of tea in the U.S.
A few years later, Two Leaves and a Bud was born, and it has grown. Now it distributes tea around the world to coffee shops, restaurants, and grocery stores. Besides its headquarters in Basalt, the company operates a warehouse in Ohio and helps employ tea growers in places like China and India. But in a highly competitive tea market, Rosenfeld says his company is still a small player.
We are tiny compared to a Starbucks who owns Tazo, compared to a Lipton, compared to any of those guys. We are still a tiny player. And, you know, our goal is not global domination. Our goal is a better cup of tea.
Tea sales in the United States are growing. The Tea Association of the USA reports the total wholesale value of tea sold last year was $10 billion. Compare that to $2 billion two decades ago. The association attributes the growth to convenience, availability, and an increasing health consciousness among consumers. When it comes to specialty teas, like Two Leaves and a Bud, Rosenfeld says consumers are increasingly demanding top quality.
So we have people drinking better and better tea. The consumer's palate is evolving and continues to evolve for the better, in my opinion, in the same way it's happening with food.
Even though his company is growing, Rosenfeld says doing business in the Roaring Fork Valley is tough.
We are based here because I and we all love living here. It is probably the world's worst place to start a business like Two Leaves and a Bud.
High real estate and transportation costs, combined with finding skilled workers and operating from a small mountain town, continue to pose challenges. Still, the company has no plans to relocate. Marcy Grevenen, Aspen Public Radio News.